Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits, episode 36. This episode is called Game of Grains, where we will be comparing four different grains and eat our four different scotch or whiskeys. Anyway.
We haven't had any yet.
We haven't had any yet, believe it or not. I have had no alcohol today whatsoever.
I guess we better start.
But we're going to compare four different whiskeys, each one made with one of the base ingredients of whiskey, which are corn, barley, rye, and wheat. Now, we should say that you might hear a yowling cat or pawing at a door during this episode because our air is extremely unhealthy right now with all the wildfires. So Per Olof must stay indoors. So we will have a little cat mascot. How's that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
In keeping with the game of grains, he could be the dire cat.
He is the dire cat for sure.
Yeah.
and we will do that.
Okay.
We will call him the dire cat. So today we have Elijah Craig's small batch, which is made from?
Mostly corn. If it's straight bourbon, it has to be at least 51% corn.
Okay. Then the Dry Fly Straight Wheat Whiskey, which if you listen to our episode 35, we did several dry flies, and this is one of them, the Wheat Whiskey. And then we have Templeton 6-Year Rye, the good stuff, it says. Okay. And then we have the American Oak Westland Whiskey, which must be the barley.
Yeah, single malt.
All right, single malt, which is made from barley.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
All right. Marlis, you want to start us off with Mr. Elijah?
Yeah, we talked about Elijah a few episodes ago when we were doing old distilleries, you know, in the United States. And the Elijah Craig Distillery, I think, is one of the oldest. It's named after the probably apocryphal pastor who evidently is supposed to have innovated by charring barrels to age whiskey. Nobody knows if that's actually true or not, but his name is preserved anyway. So it's a straight corn small batch, 47% alcohol. And that's about all the information I have from the bottle. Elijah Craig, father of bourbon, it says.
And my nifty difty book called Craft Spirits says that when it talks about the corn, it says many American producers have made their name by producing corn whiskey. Instead of allowing it to rot or sit in storage, farmers often sell surplus corn to distilleries who then process it and distill it to create spirits. The corn imparts a distinctive flavor and mild sweetness that is noticeable in many whiskeys and bourbons.
Mm-hmm. And now we will... Yeah, and the aroma is very sweet and caramely.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I always liked Elijah Craig. Whether he charred barrels or not, it's just...
It does smell nice.
Mm-hmm. Has nice legs.
Mm-hmm. A little fiery on the way down.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Not too
bad. Though.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
But nice caramel corn.
Yeah, I found it smooth on the tongue, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the flavor's lovely. I like it. So.
It's not as hot as I would expect for 94 proof.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
True. True. I think aren't all of these fairly high?
Let's see.
Four.
I know the Templeton is.
Dry Fly is 40, can't see if it's 45 or 43, 45%.
The Templeton is a little higher, it's 45.75 or something like that.
Yeah, it's an odd number, 45.75, right.
And the Westland is 46%.
Oh, so the Westland is the highest, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have them in a nice... I was thinking, you know, the stronger, going towards the strongest, so that's mm-hmm. that's good.
No, actually, the Westland is the second highest, because the Elijah Craig is 94. So if this is 46%, that would make it 92.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the proof was.
So, anyway.
Yeah, part of while we're why we're doing this is when we were drinking the wheat whiskey in the last episode, we really wanted to try all the grains side by side. So, you know, is there a distinct corn, a distinct wheat? And I'm sure there is, but we hadn't actually done
the flavor. You know, can we really tell the difference in the flavor based on the grain, I guess, is what we're trying to ascertain.
Yeah, like I used to identify Coke, Pepsi, and RC Cola.
That's by right.
Flavor.
Many people have done that. This is true.
A distinguished palate. Yes. So,
moving on.
Yeah. You know, bourbon is familiar to us, so it's not a surprise. Yeah, that's bourbon.
Yeah. Tastes like bourbon.
Tastes good.
All right, now we have the Dry Fly wheat whiskey, and if you listened to our last podcast, you might remember that Dry Fly is the oldest distillery in Washington State, and they are based in Spokane, which is on the eastern side of the mountains. Definitely a difference in aroma.
It's still sweet. It's almost got a drier or a crisper taste to it, if that makes sense, than bourbon.
Well, and the handy-dandy book says, due to their strong and nutty flavor, wheat-based spirits are not always the most popular, especially as growing numbers of people suffer from gluten intolerances. However, many distillers opt to add a little wheat to their recipes in order to impart a slight sweetness and a bread dough aroma, and are keen to distinguish the kind they use, such as spring or winter wheat. And I don't know that. Let's see. Let me check.
And I don't notice a bready aroma. Or a taste. It does seem to be distinct from the corn whiskey, though.
Yes.
In that it's, I want to say it's a little mellower, not quite so bright a flavor.
Apparently. Let's see.
Interesting. It has an interesting finish.
But this one is, I mean, like, this is talking about how some distillers add a little bit of wheat, but this is 100% wheat. Let's see. I'm trying to see if it talks about the type.
And it has some sweetness, but it's not that caramel flavor that I associate with bourbon.
Yeah.
But they do say to enjoy those amber waves of grain. Punny.
Well.
R-R.
Well, I didn't get much
of it. We grow a lot of wheat in Washington, so.
Yeah, it's a good place for wheat whiskey.
Definitely. So, yeah, it is definitely different. I can't decide which one between those two I like better, but that's all right.
There's a little taste in there that I can't identify. At first I thought, you know, is it like a little licorice or a little rose perfume or it's something? And I'm just not sure how to describe it or identify it.
Rose perfume.
I know. Just kind of let it sit in your mouth for a bit.
I don't think I'd like it if it tasted like rose perfume.
Well, I know, but it's something. Nope.
There is a sweet finish to it. But I think this one can have like notes of vanilla, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it could be that.
That could be. It's something I associate with baking, I guess, but not necessarily bread or that kind of doughy feeling.
I'm just trying to see if I can find more. They actually make, Dry Fly also makes wheat gin and wheat vodka.
Whoa. Well, to bounce back to my goofy comparison of colas, it's almost like the finish and the taste of the wheat reminds me of the difference between Coca-Cola with cane sugar versus Coca-Cola with corn sugar. The cane sugar has a brighter, crisper finish to it too, and that's this kind of is along that same vein. Like the corn gives it kind of a slightly heavier sweetness. I'm not sure if I'm describing it well, but it's more of a dark fruit. It's not dark fruit, but mm-hmm. it's more akin to dark fruit than like cane sugar, or in this case, the wheat finishes. Mm-hmm. The wheat's mm-hmm. a little brighter and crisper, I think. I'm experiencing it.
The flavor is toffee, cinnamon, with butterscotch.
Cinnamon. I wonder if that's what I'm trying to identify.
The finish is elegant but gutsy.
Ooh. I kinda taste no like, entrails.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be off-putting.
What was the name of that character in that British mystery series? The female detective was
Frankie Drake.
No. The one from the 20s. She was like a flapper.
Frankie Drake.
No, not that one.
Oh.
No, not Frankie Drake.
Franny Fisher.
Yeah, elegant. Yeah, gutsy.
That's it.
Franny Fisher.
That's it.
One is from Australia and one is from Canada.
Yeah, so there is a big difference. Mm-hmm.
She might pull her little golden revolver out at any moment.
Mm-hmm. With her little flapper outfit on.
Yeah. I know.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, that's another podcast we can do. Mm-hmm. British mystery series.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe that is, you're tasting the cinnamon, but it does have the finish is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
anyway. I can't quite place it, but that is not my talent. Tasting part. So.
Okay.
And no, I don't have coronavirus. Just because I can't taste.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all a little bit on the flavor challenged side when it comes to alcohol. I think it's a little harder to pick up.
It's Templeton Rye. I'm just smelling it now. We should say they're all a lovely amber gold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very similar in color.
Smells like dessert.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me go to my... Oops.
I think the wheat whiskey and maybe the Westland are a little bit lighter colored.
Maybe.
And the Templeton Rye and the...
Yeah, it's a little darker.
Elijah Craig are slightly darker.
Oh, God, it smells good. Orange. I just want to sit here and smell it. And I'm not a rye drinker in general, so this is like, ooh.
No, we won't. I promise not to mention what you say about people who
drink. It does smell good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This looks like it's from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a limited edition aged rye aged in new American oak barrels. Remember, this is a 6-year. Higher proof of 45.75%. This bold new rye delivers floral and vanilla aromas. And taste of toasted oak, it says.
Well, and it kind of wants to slap you around the head, too. I'm liking it, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is very different tasting from the other two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And the rye from my handy-dandy book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The librarian must read from the book.
Mm-hmm.
While some rye-based spirits do feature notes of rye bread... We're glad this one does not. Many experts feel the grain has a slight bitterness or spiciness not found in corn-based products. As a result, producers are more likely to blend rye whiskey rather than selling it straight. And most ryes are made from a mash that's at least 51% rye with corn and malted barley forming the rest of the mash. Does that one have any?
I was just going to look and see this, if they had the...
Right here, it doesn't the mash say...
Bill...
Yeah, I definitely get the spice out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely tasting
it. I'm going to look up.
Hints of honey and floral with deep rye spice and oak. I thought it said onk. And I'm like, that seems strange.
It would be.
The finish is long and decadent. Whoa.
Whatever. Oh, sorry.
Well, I am still tasting it.
So, yeah.
It's,
small tone.
It sticks
small,
around.
From Templeton, Iowa. Small town, strong spirit. I think that's probably pretty accurate.
Tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, I'm not a big rye drinker, but this is very tasty.
Templeton 6. I wanted to see if it gave any information about the mash bill. It said, It's 91.5 proof. Taste fruit.
Really interesting. If you taste it next to the wheat, if you're thinking musically, the wheat has a lot more lower notes and the rye has a lot more upper notes. The rye has a little more heat. But I don't actually get like rye bread or anything.
No, I mean, that's why I'm trying to find out if, what the mash bill is. Come on, load. Yes, you would think that I would prepare, but I do not. I fly by the seat of my pants.
We have full lives. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is true.
Yes, I was so busy having a day off today.
Hey, there's important things to do then, too. These are all very tasty. I
they are good. There's none of these I would turn down at all.
No, certainly not.
Are we going to want to try these with water? I have to go get some water.
Yeah, we should do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we still
Please
need to do the
noises
one,
as I make my way
well,
over
we could also
water.
Pause the recording while we do that. That doesn't give me a mash bill. It would be really nice if it. Well, I'm not going to swear. I'm not going to put my hand on a stack of Bibles or anything for this. But this one website says that it's just made from rye, which it buys from North Germany. It's pureed, mixed with water, mashed, cooked, distilled, aged, bottled, and shipped from the Carroll County Distillery.
Wow. They get their rye from Germany?
Yeah.
It's like no one grows rye around here. That's
especially in Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think Iowa, and they're near Canada, and we grow rye, God knows. We grow lots of grain in Washington.
I'm just telling you what this...
Well, I know.
Apparently, this is an article in the Des Moines Register. So,
there must
it's
be,
a reporter. It could just be fake news.
There must be many places closer than Germany that grow rye, but that's all right.
Maybe it's a particular type of rye that we don't grow here. I mean, Germany is kind of like the, you know... Yeah. Origins of rye, probably. Mm-hmm. They're big on their pumpernickel bread and all that. So yes, that be the rye.
I need a little more.
Geez, you didn't like that one, did you?
I know. I drinked it. Well, I may have gone a little easy on it to start with, given that I'm not a big rye fan.
But okay, so...
Oh.
Pinched yourself. Yeah.
That's because you're talking shit about rye.
There you go.
I guess now we got to put an explicit on this one. Next, we're going to do the barley offering, which is the American Oak Westland whiskey.
Yeah, and it's a single malt from the Westland Distillery, which is in Seattle, but they do their bottling in Hoquiam. Which, if any of you are Nirvana fans, is the home of Kurt Cobain.
That is true.
Yeah.
I didn't know Hoquiam was large enough to have a distillery in it. But
well, okay. It's not the distillery. It's the bottling.
Oh, the bottling.
Plant.
Well, still.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottling. The bottling. Or as my aunt from New Jersey say, the bottling plant. Mm-hmm. The bottle.
Bottling.
Plant would be larger than the distillery. Mm-hmm. But anyway. Mm-hmm. For barley, Handy Dandy Book says, it's kind of like Survey says, you know, barley is a resilient grain with more protein and fiber than the likes of wheat. Oh, it's a meal. Thank God. And it has the likes of wheat and rye. It is also the best suited grain for malting and is therefore a key component in whiskey, especially scotch. While producers often use barley to give body to a clear spirit, it is not as commonly used as other grains due to its strong flavor.
Well, it's interesting. And a lot of the distillers in the U.S. that do straight malt whiskeys they're sort of taking Scottish models and they're working with them and they're using... Most of them specialize in using local grains, local water, and you get something distinctive that way. And I think they're pretty happy with that. They're not trying to reproduce Scotland. They're trying to do something on their own. So here we have
Westland.
So is this
Westland. The Westland American Oak Single Malt? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, it says the Westland American... this whiskey, West... Lord have mercy. Okay. Are you still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The unique flavor, I'll just read the whole thing. So yeah. I was trying to paraphrase and not coming out very well. Uh-huh. The unique flavors in this flagship whiskey, Westland American Oak, derive from roasted malts inspired by Pacific Northwest beer culture. The American single malt has notes of rich fruit, Rainier cherries. Oh, I love Rainier cherries.
I know, they're so good.
Dark chocolate and coffee. All great, great Pacific Northwest flavors, I have to say. I don't like the aroma as much as the others. It has kind of a meh aroma to me.
I think the bourbon, so far, the bourbon and the rye have had the most tempting aromas.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Whoa, that has cleared out my sinus cavities.
To quote a famous horse... Mm-hmm. No, sir. I don't like it.
Oh, you don't? I like really? It. I like it. I don't. It's not. I wanted it to be Scotch, but of course. And it's not. It's different.
It just has a very weird aftertaste for me.
It's a lot closer to Scotch than the others are.
Yes.
But,
And possibly if I drink it on another night all by itself, maybe I'll like it better. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to invite me back over to do that. I'm just not, it has almost like a medicinal flavor to me.
Hmm. Yeah, there isn't a lot, not a lot of sweetness. If I were categorizing this as a Scotch, I'm not sure where I would put it. You know, it lacks kind of the mellowness of the Highlands, lacks the spice of Speyside. There's no peat in this one, although they do have a peated version.
Mm-hmm. This says it has intense caramel smoke and it's balanced.
Mm. Yeah, there is smoke in this
maybe
one.
Maybe that's that weird... We've had too much smoke. Maybe I just don't want any more.
There is, yeah.
Maybe it's just
we're recording
combating.
This during the time when the entire West Coast is on fire. Yeah. And the smoke has been traveling up and down and evidently has now reached Europe. So it has been not a pleasant...
It'd be smoky here. Mm-hmm. And not in a good way.
No, no.
So, yeah.
To the point where... Today, for a while, it was only unhealthy for sensitive groups, and we sort of rejoiced. Mm-hmm. Now it's gone up again, so it's just unhealthy.
Yeah.
But,
Originally we were going to record this on our camping trip.
Yeah.
But we had to cancel said camping trip because...
Breathing.
We wanted to breathe. Mm-hmm. You can't...
That's important.
Our tent would not be a good barrier to smoke, and two and a half days in a tent.
No.
The entire time. Mm-hmm. So yes. Anyway. Yeah, this one is definitely at the bottom on my list. I'm having a hard time deciding between the other three, but this is the bottom. But maybe water will help.
Oh, right. Okay, here we are. Water.
Yeah, don't drink it all, Marlis.
Mm-hmm. Whoop, boop, boop, boop. Oh, okay. It's not an exact science. What can I say?
Well, that hardly got any.
Okay, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, it would be if we actually measured it.
I know, but that... And we've talked about that, but somehow...
We do a lot of talking. We talk big.
I know. But this is fascinating. If you have a bunch of friends who want to get together and do a tasting, have each of the grains represented and see what you think. It's... although I would stay with all American if you're going to do that. It's not fair to put, like, you know... Edra Dower up against, you know, the much younger American versions. I would definitely see what you can...
Yeah, put all our subpar whiskeys... No, I'm just kidding.
Subpar. They're just different.
I knew I'd get your goat.
I know.
It was great.
And I don't even have a goat, so it's
I knew I'd get your cat.
And the cat... went to sleep, so we, you know, here we worried about him making so much noise.
Yeah, he's tired of hearing us talk about drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Game of Grains.
Game of Grains.
Drink or die.
Drink or die. Mm-hmm. And our dire cat went to sleep. Yeah, anyway.
Slunk away.
All right, Elijah Craig with water. don't have much of that one left.
Still, excuse me, still lovely. Doesn't fall apart.
Didn't fall apart.
Yeah.
It has a really good flavor.
So it's a, if it's a hot day and you want some ice in your Elijah Craig, you go right ahead.
It'll it's be still tasty. Fine.
Okay, and here we have
whiskey,
the wheat.
I wonder what we said in our podcast when we did all dry fly whiskeys.
I don't know.
It tastes fine. I mean, I don't think it suffered any.
No, it didn't. It didn't hurt.
No, it didn't. And in fact, if anything, it smoothed it out a little bit, and it gave you those kind of low woody notes that I identified, you know, we identified it at the first. Very tasty.
It is very tasty. Mm-hmm. All right, still having trouble here.
Okay, Templeton Rye with a little water.
Templeton Rye.
The good stuff.
Is Templeton, is it named after Templeton the mouse?
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
I think it's named after Templeton, Iowa.
Probably.
Which may be named after Templeton the mouse, but...
That could be.
I have a feeling Templeton, Iowa came before Templeton
the
mouse.
Oh, it may have pre... All right.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway. Right. Maybe Templeton the mouse is named after Templeton, Iowa.
Maybe.
These are the mysteries of whiskey.
It's still, I really love the aroma of this Templeton.
No.
It's like...
It's like... peach cobbler or something. It is really...
But it doesn't smell like peach cobbler, just so you know.
Well, it's, it smells desserty to me.
Yes, but not peach cobbler.
You can be the dire cat.
Yep. I'll be the dire cat. I'm I know, I'm not like the...
Hodor.
We're yeah. Hodor. Yeah, I'm Hodor.
Drink core. Yeah. No.
I'm still liking the Templeton Rye. I have a feeling that's going to be my favorite.
That is really...
I really like the Templeton
Rye. And I'm not a rye drinker, as I keep saying.
I think you need to stop saying that.
Make me think of a trip to the candy store. You know, when you go to the coast or the beach or something, and there's these little candy stores that are just chock full of candy. You go in there, and the aroma just
and it's
like,
but it's butterscotch. To me, it's butterscotch more than caramel, which I get from the bourbon.
It's funny because I don't like to eat either one of those, but I liked them. I like it in the drink, but maybe it's because it's the drink.
Down at Sophie's Gelato, down in downtown Olympia, they have the salted butterscotch gelato. Oh, my God.
I'm sure that's really good.
Sounds good.
Just anything from
Sophie's Gelato.
Love you, Sophie.
Olympia.
Is there a Sophie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
I love you, Sophie, even though I don't know who you are. But I love your gelato anyway. Anyway, okay, let me taste this.
Westland.
It seems to have toned down the aroma a little bit. It's not as weird.
You know, I know this wasn't aged in sherry casks, it's aged in oak casks, but for some reason it makes me think of more like a sherry cask. Yeah, I don't know why. It's reminiscent of a wine or sherry.
See, and I'm liking it more now. I know you're not, but for me, if I were just tasting this all by itself, it would be a good November evening drink by the fire. It's rainy and icky out, and Judy is giving John her...
She has poured out her glass
Westland.
I keep wanting to call into mine, which is
I like it. I always find these... times to show me that I'm not a complete alcoholic because I will not drink that.
Okay.
So I don't like it.
Just shows to go,
but they do. So, you know, it's 2-1, man.
Well, and as I have read, everyone's genetic makeup is different and everyone's taste buds react differently to different tastes. So just because we don't like something or we really do like something, you should try them yourselves because you never know.
Right. Except for enough. Don't try that. Do you like cilantro?
I do.
Oh, that's weird. John does not.
I hate it.
I was wondering if that was a comparison to because both of you like this one.
Here's something
else.
I do not like the Westland American oak whiskey while drinking the others.
Oh,
there's something
that's a good
about
point.
The other three that makes this less tasty, but I mm-hmm. think, but when I'm drinking it, I am trying to ignore whatever else I've tasted and mm-hmm. just taste this by itself at mm-hmm. that moment mm-hmm. because these other three remind me of American whiskeys more than the Westland does,
mm-hmm.
and it's a different kind of flavor, and I don't think it blends well with the others.
Good point.
But I think I like it by itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's different enough that I don't think it works well with the others.
Yeah, I would have made a good vampire because I'm not fond of sun and I hate summer and I want fall and November when it's foggy and rainy to come. So this puts me outside the pale for many people, I realize. But that being said, I would really like this on a November evening when I've been doing something hard all day and I want to sit by the fire and have my Westland. Jeez, I cannot remember its name for some reason. Yeah. Westland single malt. And for that, I find it very suitable. But again, when we're doing this game of grains, they're all so different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we wanted to determine.
Oh, yeah. They're very different.
And, yeah.
But I have to say that the 3 out of 4 are great for me. I love the Elijah Craig, the Dry Fly, and the Templeton Rye. The Westland I like just regular single malt whiskey. That's fine. But for some reason, this one has a medicinal flavor to me, and I'm not sure why. But again, it could be just something about my taste buds that don't agree. And I'm going to try it on a day. I'm going to come over one day, Marlis, mm-hmm, and I'm mm-hmm, just going to say, mm-hmm. give me a shot of that Westland. Let me see if it still tastes that way to me.
Try it first.
Yeah. Well, and part of it is, you know, we're drinking these side by side, which
can alter your flavors.
Yeah, definitely.
But apparently, rye, wheat, and corn right before the barley does not go well. Mm-hmm. For me.
Well, and they, you know, either in blending or distilling or mixing or whatever, every distillery is going after a certain flavor mm-hmm. profile. So, you know, Elijah Craig, bourbon is a really established thing, and you can go within, you know, certain parameters there. Straight wheat is a little different. I didn't mean to do that. But, you know, that's a different profile. Rye is more established, but these guys are actually trying to do something that's really, you know, not the usual, here, mix it with soda, you know.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, and I totally respect people going for their own flavors. I mean, there's lots of whiskeys out there that I don't particularly care for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I couldn't name any right this second. Oh, yeah.
And the Westland, they're trying to use local barley and mm-hmm. local water, which, you know, is big. We're a good grain growing state, and we have lots of water, God knows. So
yeah.
Not at the moment. For the rain tomorrow, but
we might get thunderstorms tonight.
I'm so excited.
I know, I hope it does, even though Australia will be completely terrified.
You can't believe how weird this is for Washingtonians to be like, "Oh, please rain on us. Dear God, rain." Yeah. You know, rain on me, rain on me. Is that a song?
Yeah. I probably didn't get the tune right, but it's
okay. I'm sorry. I'm so bad at music. I have no idea.
Rain on me.
Yeah. Well, I was doing the heart version, but it was still wrong.
Anyway,
I was doing the Seattle heart version.
Anyway, we are desperately hoping that the rain will settle a lot of the smoke and help put out a lot of the fires because people are suffering horribly.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just,
you know, that one town.
Malden? In Washington.
In Washington. I mean, it's pretty much done for. I mean, it even burned, be still my heart, the library.
I know.
One of the things we fear is that the historical material may have been stored there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the state library.
And the post office and the town hall everything went.
Like a lot of small towns, the library was in City Hall. I don't know if where you guys live, wherever you are, that's a thing. But here, small towns, a lot of times the library will be housed in a room of City Hall. And John, isn't there one for Timberland Library that they actually use the library for, like, their courtroom sometimes?
Yeah, Oakville. Oakville, it's like, Washington.
Yeah. Huh. No, it's well, and a lot of tiny towns in Oregon have just been destroyed also. And there have been absolutely harrowing tales of people gathered down by the lake or the reservoir wondering if their only choice is to go into the water and hope they survive and be rescued by the National Guard, because the regular helicopter rescue people would not fly because it was so dangerous.
Well, then there's the couple with their one-year-old that were down by the Columbia River, and the baby died, and the parents are burned.
Horribly burned.
Burned. So I think that's the only death we've had from fires in Washington, was that one child, but that's one too many.
But Oregon and California.
Oregon and California, have really suffered. Washington has been pretty mild. Our biggest deal is
the smoke.
The smoke. Mm-hmm. Though they did burn more acreage in Washington than in, I think it was like 12 of the last 18 wildfires. And we did it in 24 hours.
Yeah.
24 hours, we burned more acreage than the 12 of the last 18 wildfires.
Years or wildfires?
18 wildfires.
Oh, okay.
Years. I mean, the wildfire seasons is what they were saying.
I think.
We probably have 18 wildfires in a year, so.
Yeah.
Right.
This year especially.
Yeah. But, you know, California had started their season a little earlier, and we've gotten to the point where we actually expect that in California, that they're going to have horrible fires. Oregon was not terribly expected, and it came up pretty suddenly and pretty, you know, it would go down a river valley. And, of course, that's where the tiny towns are located. So it's eliminated two or three of them, I think. And there's several deaths and a lot of people missing. And in Washington, the big fires went like in 24 hours from zero to 300,000 acres. And it's just... it's really frightening. You know, we are so privileged on the west side of the Cascades. It's usually pretty wet here. We usually have no wildfires, an occasional brush fire along I-5 because the truck is dragging something.
Or somebody throws out a cigarette.
Yeah. But this year, we've had actual fires on this side of the Cascades and on the east side.
Because of Bonnie Lake and Sumner, good people had to be evacuated and it's just been horrible.
Yeah, and then the smoke, both from our fires and, of course, from California and Oregon, has cycled up here. And to the point where I don't think, the last time we had a lot of smoke, I don't think I even looked at that. I just didn't worry about it.
I didn't actually look at the, I just said, gee, it's smoky out. But we could even, you know, the library work in, it's a 4-story building, and we could smell the smoke inside the library.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how bad it was. And I remember a couple years ago, it was kind of that bad, but it wasn't this bad. I mean, it was like a day of smoky air, and then that was it. But I mean, we couldn't even, John was down out shopping on Sunday, and he couldn't even see the Capitol building through the smoke. I mean, it was that bad.
Yeah, which isn't far from the freeway where I'm
No, you can usually get a really nice view of the Capitol, even on cloudy days. So,
So, I mean, it's been extremely unpleasant. And for anyone who has airway reactive disease or asthma or something, it's been very hazardous, frankly. But for the rest of us, it's just been... I don't want to go out and exercise. I don't want to go out and drive around. I don't want to, you know, let the cat out that much because he's very small after all.
Yeah. Well, John leaves the mask he uses like when he goes shopping. It's like he just leaves it in the car.
My COVID mask.
His COVID mask. Well, and
I don't know. I might have like a Batman mask
Donald Trump mask anyway, he put on his mask before we went into the store before coming here, and he's like, My mask smells like smoke.
Yeah.
Probably because I left it in the car. So, but I always take my masks. And well, I have several cloth masks that I use, and I wash them during the week. But yeah, his was like smoky. You might want to get a new one.
No, I could, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, John, of these four, let's do it this way.
Okay.
I want you to tell me what your favorite one for is for aroma and your favorite one is for taste.
Oh. All
right.
I drank all mine except for the one I didn't like.
I am going to say I like the rye for its aroma. And I'm going to be a total rebel because...
No!
After I...
Don't do it!
After I didn't drink anything for a few minutes while you guys were talking, I tried the Westland whiskey again, and I like it. I like it pretty well. You know, you just have to, like, put aside everything you tasted that came before that. You may hate it. I don't know. We might be different there. But... You know, I'm thinking I kind of like it.
Nope.
Okay. There
you go. All right. I tried it again after not drinking anything for a few minutes, and nope. It does less of a medicinal flavor to me, but it still is there.
Okay. I have to have a little more question. Otherwise, I can't.
Oh, you can't. While she's doing that, I will say that for both aroma and flavor, I think I'm going to go for Templeton. I mean, I like the other three, but Templeton is my favorite in aroma and taste.
Yeah, I would say the Templeton's definitely very good flavor-wise as well.
Oh, yeah. We're not...
The only reason I chose Westland is because...
You just want to be a rebel.
I've
been married to you for a long time. I know this.
Yeah.
You're like, Judy doesn't like it, so I'm going to choose that one.
Yeah, that's
because that'll like totally piss her off.
I base all of my decisions on that.
I knew it. And you have just confirmed it.
This isn't a surprise to anyone. I know. Okay, well, do I get to... Oh, do you want? You already voted?
I already voted.
Okay, I forgot.
All right. She did.
Because it was like five seconds ago. Okay.
Yeah, for the aroma, I have to go with the Templeton rye as well. And it ranks high up there in the flavor category, which again is surprising. I like, for me, between the other three, if I were going to, I think I might like the rye best. In terms of flavor.
No.
I know.
This is going to hang over her head for years, folks.
I know.
I'm going to bring it up all the time.
Oh, she is, yes. But I like all of them. They're all like lovely amber-colored drinkies.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
they're all good.
You know how I feel. But yes.
Judy hates Westland, but...
I guess I do.
You do.
I hate Westland. I poured it out, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
I'm like,
not on the floor.
Because the poor cat might get it, and that would be horrible to give the cat bad whiskey. I mean...
Whiskey. Yeah, you don't want to give the cat whiskey.
Good whiskey, maybe.
No, I don't. He's very small, after all.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess it was a lot that I poured into John's glass. But anyway.
I'm kind of liking this Westland.
Well, good. Good for you.
Maybe they'll give us a tour.
Now that I've, I won't be allowed.
I know. That's true.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're Judy. No.
Well, you try the sherry one.
Can't come in.
Or the
peated one. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I said, though. I'll have to go back and listen to
I don't remember doing the peated one. Are you sure it was one of our
ones? I'm going to look at our handy dandy.
I don't know if we've reviewed it. I know we have drank it.
I'm pretty sure we have. I'm going to look at our spreadsheet.
I think we did review it because it came up, and I think we were reviewing it and Judy maybe I said that we had actually tasted it before.
The Westland, which I keep wanting to call Wheatland, even though not wheat, barley. Again, I try and figure out when I want to drink it. November, cold, damp. It seems to me like if you were a young doctor living in Hoquiam in 1890 or something, and it's rainy and cold, and sailors are coming to you for help in their broken limbs and whatever, scurvy or whatever they happen. This would be what you would drink when you've closed your office for the day and you've gone to your tiny bare room with its tiny fire and your small sandwich. What do you have?
And help you. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Which is only because the timber industry kind of collapsed. Hoquiam and Aberdeen are very depressed areas economically. So I'm delighted that American Westland is bottling their stuff in Hoquiam because God knows they could
they
use
need
the,
some work.
Yeah.
So in that case, I think this would be an extremely comforting and, you know, kind of sweet little drink.
You know, I'm not seeing it on our list.
What?
So, really? Westland.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we did it this
well,
one.
Well, I know we've had a Westland before.
I know we drank it, but I don't know if we reviewed it.
Yeah,
I've definitely seen it. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, all right, there you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you say what your favorite was of those three or four?
I think Aroma, the Templeton, definitely. Right. And I think Taste, the Templeton also.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
She put it down.
I know. Templeton, you have, I won't say converted me, but you have certainly stunned
now
me
we have
with
to
your
to, now we have to compare the Templeton 4 to the Templeton 6.
Ooh, that would be good.
Do we know what we paid for these various and sundry?
Oh, the Westland was about $50 pre-tax.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Templeton Rye should have been like $39.99, but they had a sign that said it was our sale, and then it wasn't for sale because
there was a mix up at the store.
Yeah. They had it for the Templeton
four,
but they had the six, and we didn't pay attention. We just saw Templeton and saw the price, and mm-hmm. we're like, "Oh, we'll get that one." But at Total Wine and More, the Templeton six sells for $39.99. We got it for $29.99.
Yeah,
this and the mix up wasn't it. Total Wine.
Because
it was at another
store.
Albertson's goofed. Dry Fly. I don't remember.
I may have bought that.
No, this one? No.
Oh, no, you
this
bought that.
This is fine.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
I can see. Oh, I can look on Total Wine and find out.
So how much was the Electric Craig?
I don't remember.
Intermission, right?
I bought that a long time ago. When we were doing bourbons.
That's the Monty Python intermission tune.
Yes. I knew that.
Yeah, I know. I was telling everybody in case they hadn't seen the movie.
Oh, you know what? I looked on here, but apparently they don't have the just straight wheat whiskey at
They do.
I know. We got it there, but right now they don't.
Oh, they don't have any in stock.
But those seem to run about... It looks like it's about $45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes
plus
sense.
Plus tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about the Templeton?
The Templeton was $29.99.
Well,
that one is usually $39.99.
Yeah,
and Elijah Craig.
So they're all basically in the $40 to $50 buck range before tax. So
depending on what state you're in,
it
may be cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Good stuff.
I love seeing what American distillers are doing.
Yeah.
And they're all doing very interesting and very individual things.
Well, and it looks like the Dry Fly and the Westland seem to be like kind of like craft distillers. I'm not sure about how big a distillery Templeton is, but
yeah, Templeton and Elijah not so much. Dry Fly and Westland definitely very personal. Mm-hmm. So,
right. Mm-hmm. So there you have it, folks. Mm-hmm. Those are our comparisons of grains. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the game of grains.
I know, and rye won. That is just so weird to me.
Isn't that odd? Yeah.
It is because Marlis was voting, but...
I know. I'm like...
Yeah, I kind of kicked butt.
How can this...
Well, I think their aroma just...
It's like the coming from behind, like the Daenerys... Targaryen. I never actually watched Game of Thrones because it was too violent, but
no.
I read
this. This is from a woman that reads vampire novels, mind you.
Yeah, but that's completely different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
for one thing, you don't have to watch them try to shoot the dragons. I mean, God, they killed dragons in this.
Yeah.
How is the guy had to kill his own direwolf? I'm not watching anything like that.
How do you know all this shit?
Because I read the synopses. It was an interesting plot.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't watch it. It was too intense.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Marlis. I know. She's such a sensitive soul. It's true. Well, and if they were only doing bad things to people, I might still avoid it. But once they start on the dragons and the wolves, it's like, no, I'm sorry.
You know, dragons are, like, not real.
People have tried to tell me that. And it's like, but once you invest in the dragon, then it's real.
The wolf is a different thing.
Yeah. No, well, no, it's just a really pretty dog.
No. I meant they shouldn't have killed the wolf because it's real.
No.
Dragons aren't real.
They're very important.
Mm-hmm. They were real in the series.
Oh, you know, I'm just giving her a hard time.
I know.
I'm just yanking her chain.
And they're so cute.
It's my hobby.
They were cute when they were little. And it's like, no.
When they were little, they were cute. Mm-hmm. They didn't kill them until they were bigger, did they?
No, but still. I just don't think they should do that.
Okay.
This is why.
They killed so many people and things.
I know. Yeah, she's worried about the dragons.
Yeah.
But she's and not, the wolves.
Okay, though.
And the wolves. Yeah. But she's not worried about, like, the red wedding.
No, because a lot of those people were not very nice.
Some of them were nice.
Yeah, well.
That's true.
Or as nice as you could be
in the Game of Thrones. The Game of Cranes. If you play, you either win or die.
That's it.
Or Westland.
Drink die.
No, stop that. Anyway,
I was going to send them a link to the Power Podcast.
Well, perhaps not. John can edit that.
I think the Westland was at the Red Wedding and got it. Got the axe.
Now you're calling me a murderer.
Well, you know, yeah.
Oh, well. But John can edit that part out.
It was good.
It was.
I mean, you can still send them the link.
I know. Yeah.
But they can not invite me to their distillery.
Templeton Rye, the good stuff, 6 years. It's worth a try, even if you are not a big, rye fan. If you like bourbon and such, you might want to try that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Support Iowa.
Support Iowa. Yeah. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
So, we do not have any impending podcast. Actually, this is the second one we've done in 2 weeks, which is unusual. But
yes.
True.
Yes.
It's been a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
So, we will figure out our next topic and hopefully be back soon.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Westland will have revenge on, what is it, Templeton? Ah.
Could be.
Maybe we'll have an amber wedding.
Yeah. Nice.
Anyway, okay. Hope everybody out there is doing great. Hope you keep listening even after this. And Westland does not hate me.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
Have a good one.
Yes.